There's been yet another snag in efforts to end the Israeli siege of the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. Early this morning, Palestinian and Israeli officials said a deal was in place that would allow more than 24 Palestinians to leave the building, along with the monks, members of the Palestinian Security Forces, and some 80 others who have been confined there since early April. Under the arrangement, 13 other Palestinians that Israel considers militants were to remain in the church until a host country could be found for them. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Bethlehem. What's going on?
Well, early this morning, it looked as if it was finally going to happen, that the deal that they've been talking about for days, and that was on again, off again, was about to be implemented. Israel brought buses into Manger Square, army buses that were going to take all of the Palestinians who were going to be allowed out of the church, which is everybody except the 13 on Israel's most wanted list. They were going to be taken to a nearby Israeli army base, their identity verified, and then let go. Israel set up metal detectors to make sure that nobody was carrying weapons out. Part of the agreement is that the weapons were supposed to be left in a room in the church. There were signs directing people where the buses were. There were blue metal gates, sort of a gangway for people to walk along. And journalists, some of whom have been there for 4 days straight, were brought up to the roof of a nearby building so that they could get a good view on Manger Square. And then at the last minute, it all broke down again.
Why is Israel objecting to monitors from the European Union?
Israel's objection to international monitors is that it internationalizes the conflict. They say that this is a dispute between Israel and the Palestinians, and they don't want other countries brought in.
Earlier in the week, the negotiators said Italy was to take the 13 suspected militants. Apparently, Italy doesn't want them.
Well, that's what happened. It's not clear exactly what the glitch was, but they announced that the 13 would be deported to Italy, and then Italian officials came back and said, well, nobody ever asked us, and we don't want them. Secretary of State Colin Powell pressured Italy pretty hard. He called Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi several times to try to convince him to take the militants. Where it stands now is that the European Union envoy to the Middle East, Javier Solana, has said that he will try to find a third country willing to take them. One country being talked about is Spain. Italy is being asked to reconsider. But the idea was to sort of put off that part of the deal, at least temporarily, and let everybody else come out of the church.
Israel says it's massing troops on the border with the Gaza Strip.
Well, Israeli analysts say they doubt that the operation will be as extensive as it was in the West Bank. Gaza is the sort of seat of the Islamist Hamas movement, which claimed responsibility for Tuesday's suicide bombing that killed 15 Israelis. Troops have massed in Gaza. Palestinian officials say they expect an Israeli incursion into Gaza, but Israeli analysts say they doubt that it will be as widespread or as long-term as the invasion into the West Bank was.
The Palestinian Authority says it's arresting Hamas members in connection with the Tuesday bombing. What more do you know about that?
Palestinian officials say that over the past 24 hours, they have arrested about 10 senior members of the Islamist Hamas movement. A Hamas spokesman said that as far as they know, nobody has been arrested. Palestinian officials also ordered that no Hamas officials be interviewed on Palestinian radio or television. And this comes after Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat strongly condemned the suicide bombing and said that he has ordered the Palestinian security forces to work to stop any more what he called terrorist operations against Israelis. Privately, Palestinian officials say that they were absolutely furious at the timing of the Hamas attack while Prime Minister Ariel Sharon was meeting President Bush and that it reflected very badly on the Palestinian Authority.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in Bethlehem.